Hey, we are here at the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in Singapore, an amazing, amazing place, well worth the travel that it gets here. But this gentleman next to me just came up from Australia, basically.
I did.
A hop, skip, and a jump. Mike Lawrence from COBA. It's Customer Owned Banking Association.
That's correct.
I got it right.
Yep.
And you're also a World Council Director. Welcome, Mike Lawrence.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, it's good to be here. And as you said, just a short hop for us, because normally when I attend any of the WACU board meetings, it's in the Northern Hemisphere, and a lot of travel.
Indeed. Well, you got a luxury this year, so good job.
Yeah, thank you.
So, hey, we're talking about, you guys have recently launched an awareness and advocacy campaign in Australia, similar to what's going on in the United States, where we've launched a similar campaign. But I want to hear your take on your campaign, and it's called Own Your Banking. So give us a quick overview on what this is all about, and the messaging and all that, on the goals behind it.
Yeah, the reason this came about was back in Australia, customers are losing trust in the big banks over there.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more and more activity in terms of customers inquiring about the customer-owned banking sector itself, and people are actually switching their banks. And a lot of this is off the back of a Royal Commission that we've got going on in Australia at the moment. And some of the findings that are coming out of this are quite distressing in terms of how the customers are being treated by the big banks. Yeah. And they're losing trust. So we actually commissioned a poll, and we've found out that 47% of people have lost trust in the major banks in Australia.
That's a big number.
Yeah, absolutely. And particularly when you look at the market in Australia, these big four banks are oligopolies. I mean, they control nearly 80% of the market. So we're talking a large, you know, percentage of the population who have lost the trust. We've also seen from the polling that the trust in our customer-owned banks, whether it be mutual banks, credit unions, or building societies, has actually increased by 18%. So the net of that is that one in three people are actually looking to move their bank. So we think the time's right.
Yeah. Time is ripe. So yeah. Tell me, Wendy, you've already launched it, and do you have any results to report yet, or is it still too early in the game?
It's still early in the game, so we don't have the hard results at this stage.
Okay.
But we've launched it by way of digital and online, so a very much digital online campaign. But we've done it also in a way where we've got a particular target audience, and that is really the 25 to 40 age bracket. And what we're doing is we're looking at when they are looking to make a significant financial transaction, be it a home loan or a personal loan to buy a car. So that's sort of the target audience. And as I said, it's very much online and digital. And it's about taking back what's yours, because we are structurally different in terms of being a customer-owned bank versus being a listed bank, where a lot of the profits go back, obviously, to the shareholders, where in our case, 100% of the profits go back to the members by way of better products, innovation, better rates.
Mm-hmm. And the list goes on with the benefits there. Oh, so absolutely. Very cool. So what are the goals? What do you guys want to achieve? Obviously, to attract this between 25 and 40-year-old audience and increase market share, all that good stuff. Are there any other goals that you guys want to achieve here?
Yeah, there is. And it's just lifting the whole awareness of the sector and the fact that it is structurally different. And it goes back to that point I made around, the 100% of profits going back to the customer. It is very much a customer-owned approach. Because that is the world in which we live in. We've done a couple of TV advertisements that will be for online as opposed to mainstream TV, and they're very creative, quite edgy, in that one, for example, is a ice cream truck, and a mother and her child approach the ice cream truck, order an ice cream, and the fellow pours the ice cream and takes a bite out of it. And hands it to the mother and the child.
See where this is going.
And they're just aghast. And the look on their face. And he apologises and he takes the ice cream back. And they're obviously thinking he's going to pour a new one. But what he actually does is gets the flake, the chocolate flake,
yeah.
takes a bite of that and puts it in it and hands it back. And obviously, it's very much take back what's yours. And, you know, what we're saying is if you bank with a major bank, they are taking a portion of it as opposed to, you know, have your banking with a customer-owned right. bank and 100% of it goes back to you.
Taking a bite out of your finances, for sure. Oh,
that's
my God.
It.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's great. That is fantastic. I want to get, like, is it on YouTube or something? Because I would love to include that in the show notes as well so people can see it.
Yeah, so it's now up online and it's Own Your Banking.
Okay. Cool. Honestly, and that's kind of the tagline for this whole... for your campaign as well, own your banking. So
that's
you don't
it.
Want anybody taking any bites out of your banking. So,
no.
Gosh, because this, I saw this and I've been really looking forward to this interview because there's so many similarities from what we're doing in the United States with Open Your Eyes to Credit Unions, a national campaign. So I just see so many similarities and it's really neat to see. And you mentioned that you've already spoken with the folks at CUNA and are familiar with the campaign and stuff. And I just want to get your take on what you think of it. Since you guys are kind of a little bit further down the road than we are.
Yeah, I'm very, I only became aware of it yesterday.
Oh.
When I arrived, well, I arrived a number of days ago, right. but talking to my colleagues from CUNA, and I've actually just come from a breakfast meeting where we actually discussed both campaigns and how we can sort of pick up some learnings from either end. Because
right.
I suppose from my perspective, what is really pleasing is they're absolutely aligned in the messaging that they're trying to get across. So if we can learn from each other, that's fantastic because that's one of the the great advantages of being part of the World Council is sharing a best practice.
That's what we do best. We collaborate a lot, so it's good to even folks from across the planet. We can still collaborate and learn and grow from there. So it's
absolutely
good stuff. Well, Mike, I mean, appreciate the time. I know you have a busy schedule today as well, so I appreciate you stopping by. And I would love to check in down the line to see how your campaign is going, and then kind of compare ours with yours and see how see who's doing what.
Absolutely, because we'll be looking on in interest to see how campaign's going versus the one being rolled out in America as well.
That's so cool that these are happening at the same time. So
yep.
Really neat. All right.
Excellent.
Cool,
nice
Mike.
To meet you.
Well done.
Okay.
Keep